Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast. It is January 8th, 2016. We're in the future of the future. I'm your host, Adam Paulus. A lot happened since we last spoke, but let's get started with movies, because that's where the action is. Number one at the box office last week was Star Wars The Force Awakens, again, with $90 million. It was followed by Daddy's Home, $29 million. The Hateful Eight, $15 million. Sisters, $12 million. And Alvin and the Chipmunks, The Road Ship, $12 million, which is not bad. In the new movie area, you can see The Revenant, The Forest, Sherlock, Abominable Bride, and other stuff that you're probably going to skip in favor of seeing Star Wars again. Because while we were out, Star Wars became the number one movie the whole run, and it surpassed Avatar and every other movie for the unadjusted all-time domestic box office number one champ. It's doing very well. An interesting bit of trivia about this release: Harrison Ford now tops Samuel L. Jackson for being the most money-making name attached to a movie, according to Box Office Mojo. Unless you count the voice actors, which nobody does, but in that case it would probably be Frank Welker. Probably, I need to look that up. SS Records reissues of A-Frames and A-Frames 2 are up for order now on vinyl, if you're the kind of person who likes those things, and I am, so I'm talking about it. They're very nice. Mine came in the mail this week. Still need to listen to number two. David Bowie released a new album this week called Black Star. Pacific Rim 2 is, sadly, seemingly dead in the water. Instead, Guillermo del Toro will be making a Fantastic Voyage remake. Tales from the Crypt is getting a remake, courtesy of M. Night Shyamalan. No word yet on who will host, but I'm hoping it's a certain puppet with a lot of terrible puns.
On sale at Entertainment Earth.
It's time for our Aquarius sale. Aquarius makes awesome lunchboxes and puzzles, playing cards, also magnets, goodies from Deadpool, Harry Potter, Transformers, Batman, Star Trek, Kiss, Rush, AC/DC, Beetlejuice, and more are buy one, get one 40% off until Tuesday night. Check our site for details. In toy news, the new Hikari item this week is Stitch of Lilo and Stitch fame. A blue glitter vinyl is available right now, and as of my recording this, we are pretty close to being sold out. So, yeah, don't bother ordering that, because you can't. We posted a ton of new pre-orders for Star Wars cases. Black Series Waves 5 and 6 6-inch figures are up for grabs, with Luke Skywalker from the original movie, Jango Fett, Old Man Han Solo, and others are up in there. We added new 3¾-inch figures, and Year of the Monkey Optimus Primal from Transformers, plus a lot of other stuff. Just search on Hasbro. Lots of new Star Wars, Transformers, Play-Doh, Yo-Kai Watch, Disney Princess, Frozen. That's right, Hasbro's doing Disney Princess and Frozen now, so don't say I didn't warn you. Those are up. Batman vs. Superman, action figures, plush cups, and apparel are also up. X-Files 2016 action figure set, Mulder and Scully, that's up. More specifically on Batman v Superman, Dawn of Justice, there's a Wonder Woman MAF action figure. We got that. We also added Vinyl Idols. We also added Pop Vinyl figures. And we also added Dorbs. Batman in a Trench Coat, Pop Vinyl figure. How come you don't have that yet? You should have one of those. Lots of really great stuff's going up. And that's all I'm going to talk about right now, because I actually got this pretty short, and I'm going to try to keep it short. So, I will see you guys next time. Check us out on Twitter, EntEarth. Check us out on our news blog, news.entertainmentearth.com. And check us out in New York if you're going to Toy Fair. Stop on by. We got a booth, and we will be there. And by we, I mean probably someone else, because I'm in a meeting. So, I will see you next time on the Entertainment Earth Podcast. Have a great weekend.